the charges and to detain them, to imprison them indefinitely. Friends, do we not see it yet? Are we so blind that we do not see it? And as if that is not enough, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced the Obama administration will be working hand in glove with the UN to pass a new small arms treaty. What is that about? To take all small arms away from the citizens of the world so you cannot resist the coming new world order. Then why is it the U.S. taxpayers, in the light of our terrible economy, are subsidizing overseas mosques under the Obama administration, spreading the wealth to advance the cause of Islam, when Islam has decreed our destruction? And why did the Obama administration deny a big Air Force contract in favor of a Brazilian company with Soros connections and refuse to give it to an American company? Why did he send weapons contracts to foreign companies with ties to Iran? It's all about the new global order, friends. And then why, after presidents beginning with Truman in 1952, establishing a national day of prayer, Reagan designating the first Thursday of May each year as a national day of prayer in 1988, why in June of 2007, President candidate Barack Obama declared that the USA was no longer a Christian nation, then this last year, Obama canceled the 21st annual National Day of Prayer ceremony at the White House. He said he didn't want to offend anyone. But then, on September 25th, 2009, he participated in a National Day of Prayer for the Muslim faith held at the Capitol beside the White House, where over 50,000 Muslims participated. He doesn't much value the God of the Bible, does he? When he prays with Muslims and refuses to allow Americans to pray? No wonder the former Israeli envoy and ambassador to the United States just yesterday called for the replacement of Barack Obama as a danger to the state of Israel. Friends, I want to direct your attention. We don't have time to get into it today, but I want to direct your attention to my book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. There is a whole section in that book dealing with the false gospels for synthetic times. There are many of them. There are socialisms, there are political isms, and I'm referring particularly to the political isms right now. One of those is socialism, and it's very seductive. After that comes communism, a synthetic community. And this is what Barack Obama is portraying in his speeches. It all sounds so cuddly and so good. But friends, it is a substitute for Christian community. It is a radical change from the foundations of our country that was based on God. He is replacing God with what seems to be good. The common good. Compulsion, force, replaces inner conviction. It's a shift of trust from God to government. Love is lost. Government replaces God. And we are prone for this. We are primed for this deception because we have abandoned the fear of the Lord in the land. We're being seduced. It is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And we just scratched the surface. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. I trust this has been helpful to get the bigger picture. I urge you to get a copy of The Secret of the Lord and Seduction of the Saints. Go to our website, saveus.org, where you can order those books. Give them to your friends. Pass them out. They're going to help you understand what's going on. Send your gifts by faith also to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Friend, if there is any hope for our country, it's got to start in our own hearts and our own lives.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion and delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver coins. And hi, Ron, how are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I want you to explain to me why gold and silver suddenly just shot up here. I mean, I couldn't believe what's happened over the last couple of days to both silver and gold.
Well, backed up with figures to it. On December the 29th, silver closed at $26.14. And today, on the 26th, so less than a month, silver closed today at $33.75. So that's an increase of around 29% in less than a month.
And, of course, now one of the reasons why it closed up so high today, apparently the options had closed, and they manipulate the prices. People have to understand everything is manipulated. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Everything's manipulated. The options for gold and silver closed today, and so they could allow it to go up. If it had gone up earlier, they would have lost a lot of money. But once the options closed, why, it just went through the roof today.
Exactly. And, you know, I think to put it into perspective, you have to go back to last year, and I came up with what I facetiously call the Ron Brown Law of Monetary Manipulation. And it simply says, and what I've discovered over 33 years in this business, is that whenever there is an event or a series of an event that logically should drive gold and silver higher, they will always, always go lower. And that just befuddles people because it confuses them. But if you step back and analyze it for just a minute, you can easily see why they have to do that. See, the establishment cannot allow gold and silver to prosper and shine when their monetary system is in jeopardy. So if you look at what was happening last year, going into the first of the year, there was all sorts of accelerating talk about Greece and Italy about ready to default and so forth. And so everything was looking very weak, and silver took off. In fact, in the first 4 months of 2011, silver went from $31 an ounce on January the 1st, and by April the 29th, silver hit $49.81. So you had seen a rise of 38% in a matter of 4 months as we started that 2011. And, of course, once silver breaks through 50, then everyone's projecting it'll just go ballistic. So the powers to be could not allow gold and silver to shine. So what did they do? They ambushed it with a vengeance. And the way they did it was simply they raised the margin requirement on the futures contracts, I think, four times. They doubled the amount of money you had to have on hand to trade a contract. And once they did that, then they trotted out the George Soros types and some of the other establishment types to berate and say that silver was a bubble and ready to pop. And once they created that atmosphere, then all these big bankers had to do was just start selling contracts until they created a margin masquerading and collapsed the price from $49 to, what, $26 in a week or so?
I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand everything is manipulated. I mean, your reality is what they offer you, but behind the scenes, this group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness is manipulating the stock market, they're manipulating the precious metals market, they're manipulating the way the American people look at God and freedom. Well, certainly, Ron, where did gold close today?
1,700 and... I wrote it down.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Lindsay's information. I was just who he said he was. You can go up and look him up in Wikipedia or elsewhere. He was the president of ARCO when it retired, and basically Atlantic Richfield. And they, of course, were very, very close to Exxon and the power structure of the world. And Sydney, it was back in 2008. When Ken Fromm had told Lindsay that the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012, now that was, 3.5, 4 years ago, the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012, and I don't think that he didn't define that, but I think he was really referring to the fact we were going to lose our reserve status of the dollar. Now, the other things that Ken Fromm had told Lindsay, well, one, of course, it was about 3 years ago. Everybody thought there was going to be a war with Iran, American attack on Iran at that time. And I specifically called Lindsay and I said, you ask Ken Fromm if there's going to be an attack on Iran. I want to know. Because everything I was getting said it was pointing to the fact there was going to be an attack. And Lindsay called me back and he said, Ken Fromm laughed at him and said, Lindsay, there's not going to be an attack on Iran, at least not now. 2.5 years from now, maybe 3 years from now, yes, but there's not going to be an attack on Iran now. And that was absolutely right. Well, now as I see these other things coming to pass, and certainly Russia and China agreeing to use, I think, the yuan or the rupee for their trade, India talking about how they're going to use gold and silver to buy Iranian oil, and more countries simply coming up with alternative agreements to using the dollar as the medium of exchange, of international exchange. All of this really simply is basically is very, very bad for the dollar. You have to understand, everything in a phony fiat money system is built upon confidence. It's a confidence game, and as long as you can get people to believe the currency has value, it has value. Well, once they begin to question it has value, the whole system falls apart. And this has happened. You go back and read about the Lombard financial system existed 400 or 500 years ago, and it was a fiat money system, and it worked great for a time until people realized it was a fraud. Same thing happened in Venice, certainly in the 1600s. It happened in America when we had the continental dollar. It happened in France in the early 1700s when a fellow named John Law went to the King of France and said, "Look, King, I can make you wealthy. We'll just print money, and you'll become the wealthiest ruler in Europe." And it worked really well for a few years until people lost confidence in the currency, and it collapsed. And, of course, John Law had to flee the country, and it almost destroyed the French monarchy. Suddenly something very similar happened in 1789 after the French Revolution, where they just kept printing money and printing money and printing money, and they got rid of certainly of the king of France. And then, of course, he ended up with a dictatorship under Napoleon Bonaparte as the currency collapsed. It's happened time and time again since then. It happened in Germany in the post-World War I. It recently happened in Rhodesia, with the government we installed there. I just kept printing money until they had, you know, 30 or 40 trillion dollar notes, and then they just simply use the money as toilet paper, and they reverted to using the dollar, because at least the dollar is perceived as having money and value. But let me tell you something that you're not going to hear any other place, but right now, Switzerland is certainly the Swiss banks are telling Americans who have foreign accounts there, Americans who have accounts in the Swiss banks. Swiss banks are telling the Americans they have to get their money out of their accounts there. They're not going to hold American dollar or any American account of any sort. And Americans are being forced out of foreign banks because they do not want to be left holding the bag, and they no longer trust our government is autocratic, trying to tell them what to do. And they're going to say, well, there's nothing we can do about the American government. But we can sure make it miserable for Americans with accounts here. And this is happening all across Switzerland. And the fact that you're not reading about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, Ron, in your estimation, what's going to happen next?
Well, as you were saying, what I've been saying to clients for a long time is that when confidence collapses in a confidence game, you got a real problem. And that's exactly what's happening now. As Greece gets closer and closer to default, you're seeing those people in Greece losing confidence. They're getting their money out of the European banks, and they're heading into gold and silver as a refuge. China is just buying gold by massive amounts. In fact, this is something that came out of Eric Sprott, who said, the imports of gold into China from Hong Kong, which always were less than 20 tons a month, all of a sudden, beginning about 5 months ago, went from 20 tons to 30 tons to 40 tons to 80 tons, and in November, 102 tons. Is what they bought in 1 month.
So, now, I think that's really very interesting, Ron, because China is the largest producer of gold in the world, and they produce the gold, but they're not selling it. They're simply storing it because they want to have a sovereign currency. And now, of course, not only are they producing gold and getting gold that way, but they're importing it. And what are they doing? I'm sure they're, in large part, using American dollars and exchanging worthless American fiat money for something of inherent value. And I think that's very smart on their part. But, of course, it's going to be a disaster as far as the stability of our currency and the stability of the pensions and the annuities and the bonds and the insurance policies and really the retirement benefits of Americans, because the whole financial system here is sitting on the edge of a razor blade, and certainly can go down. It's not going to go down tomorrow. It may be very slowly. Right now, the inflation rate, the real inflation rates, about 11.2%, according to John Williams. But if you haven't gone to his website, it's called shadowstats.com. You can go there, shadowstats.com. He has a treatise, and it's called Inflation March 2011. It's free. Pull it down. It's about 65 pages. I've read it about four or five times. It's one of the most astute really analyses of what's happening and what's going to happen. And he just says we're going to have a hyperinflation by 2014. Now, he's not talking about Weimar Republic or some Neo-Zimbabwe type of hyperinflation. He's talking about 30% inflation a year. But when you get 20 or 30% inflation a year, it doesn't take more than a couple of years to wipe out the savings, the life savings of the majority of the American people who have no idea what's going on because they don't listen to us and they're not reading John Williams. But it's a very, very important document. He says by the end of the year 2014 or earlier. Have you seen that treatise, Ron?
I haven't read the whole thing, but he did have a short version on King World News, and he said the timeline had been by 2014, but he said the way things are going is accelerating that, and he even said it in that short version, we're reaching a point where it could snap and just happen overnight. So, you know, and if you look back at the bull markets, how they work, they start out very slowly. In fact, just let's look at the last bull market that started in 1971. Silver was $1.29, and it took 3-4 years, I think, in the 74, that silver went from $1.29 to $6.40. Gold went from $35 to right at $200 an ounce. And that's when President Ford came out. If you remember, he made it legal for Americans to own gold for the first time since 1933. And a day after they made it legal for Americans to own gold, the U.S. Treasury dumped 200 tons of gold into the market, starting a bear market, and drove gold all the way down to $102 by 1976. And then it started working its way back up, and it took till 1979 for gold to get back up to $200 an ounce and for silver to get back to its $6 range. But starting in January of 79, silver went from $6 to $52 in 1 year, and gold went from $192 to $870. So the point I'm trying to make is bull markets start slowly, the governments resist them, they beat it down, and you have these waves, and when you go into the final wave is when things start to happen very, very quickly. And I would say that we're now ready to approach that blowout stage. But see, this time it's going to be different than it was in the 70s. In the 70s, when gold peaked and the bull market ended in 1980, the system as we knew it was under stress, but it was still intact. This time around, the dollar is on the verge of a collapse. All paper money, especially in the Western civilization, is on the verge. So we're going to look at a totally different ending to it this time because the whole monetary system as we know it is going to collapse.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, my plea to you is, of course, get yourself prepared for what lies ahead. You can't make every preparation, but understanding, I've closed out all my insurance policies and my pension funds and anything delineated in dollars, and you should as well. Give us a call. Well, Ron, are you seeing many people are actually selling their insurance policies and closing their pension funds and getting into something into
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Of the financial structure of the United States of America, which will lead to the impoverishment of the American people, and of course, certainly the loss of most people's pensions, their insurance policies, or the value of their insurance policies, their stocks, their bonds, their annuities, everything related to the to dollars, paper dollars, is going to be destroyed. I send you a telephone number if you'd like to call in. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you listen to Ron Paul, what does he say? He says we've got to liquidate the debt. We have to liquidate the debt. And what he's talking about is you've got to get rid of all the debt that we have. America now, 45, 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. We have now a national debt, which they will admit is over $15 trillion, but it's really in the neighborhood probably of $60 or $70 trillion. There is no way this can ever be paid off. And it's growing at exponential rate. Probably the real increase in the debt because of all the people retiring and who are entitled, and they are entitled by law to Social Security and Medicare and food stamps and housing subsidies and all of these things. The real increase in the debt every year now is $4 to $5 trillion. They don't show you those on the figures. But that's what it's really all about. And there's no way this can ever be paid off. This is a sure road to disaster. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295, and it's simply not America. This is happening all throughout the world. It's happening in Europe. It's happening in the so-called pig nations. It's happening in England. It's even happening certainly in Brazil and certainly in China. Go right ahead, Ron. Let's get your thoughts.
Well, you know, you mentioned Ron Paul, and as a side note, I was watching one of those debates, I think it was the New Hampshire debate, and they had asked Romney a question, and he kind of stammered a little bit, and he turned and looked at Ron Paul and said, you know, you really ought to be asking this question to Ron Paul because he's the constitutionalist. And that kind of said it all to me because Romney's saying, hey, don't ask me a question about the Constitution. I'm not part of that. So, yeah, the whole thing is being orchestrated. And when you look at those debates, and Ron Paul's the only one that offers any answers. But, you know, when you watch these debates, isn't it amazing that here is a nation that's in bankruptcy? We've got all sorts of problems. Yet the debate never even gets to discussing that. Ron Paul's the only one that will try to bring it up, and they try to ignore him as best they can. So, you know, if you can't even look at the problem, how are you going to solve it? Kind of reminds me of a multiple choice question where the question is 2 plus 2 and the answers are 6, 8, 12, and 14. You know, we don't even discuss. The real option is not part of the discussion. So this thing has to just run its course because it's so frightened that no one really wants to look at it. You know, I really think our real danger in America is just the apathy, because our founding father says the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and yet who wants to discuss the problems? No one, you know, people don't want to get involved. So I tell people, you know, buy gold and silver as a refuge, but if we don't save this constitutional republic and the rule of law, then your gold and silver ultimately will do you no good. So people need to understand that we have to get involved to take our country back.
Amen to that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you watch those debates, and I watch all of them, why, of course, you'll notice they don't ask Ron Paul important questions, or during the last debate, just that they, what will they ask him? Well, you know, when you drop out, would you endorse Newt Gingrich? Or how soon are you going to drop out? And Chris Ron says, I'm not going to drop out. You know, I'm doing very, very well, you know. And Chris says, well, I know, but I mean, when you drop out, would you endorse Newt Gingrich? And Ron Paul, to his credit, said, I don't think that he and I would agree with much of anything. But the one thing that they fear is he's going to run as a third-party candidate. Everybody said, well, that will ensure the re-election of Obama. Well, I will tell you, if we run into these other turnips, we are sure to have Obama for another session.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And basically what was happening is Europe was on the verge of financial collapse. And, of course, the European Central Bank, by its own rules, could not simply create money out of nothing to lend. So what they did is they created money out of nothing, and they swapped it with the Federal Reserve. And then the Federal Reserve gave $1 trillion to the European Central Bank that it had created out of nothing. That money now has been certainly lent to the banks over in Europe. About 500 of them at, you know, a 0.5% or 1% interest over a period of 3 years. And basically those banks then are simply buying the bonds over there. And basically it's all smoke and mirrors. But it doesn't get to the real problem, and that is getting back to a sound currency. And basically we're doing the same thing that happened in France under John Law in the early 1700s, or in France in the late 1700s after the French Revolution. It's happened time and again throughout history. It's happening in Europe today. It's happening in America today. It's happening in China and Brazil. And in England, and of course it's going to end in disaster. Before we go on, Ron, I want you to tell our listeners how they get in touch with you, and of course what happens if they do get in touch with you. And then I'm going to invite our listeners out there, if you have a question or comment about what's going on financially and what you must do to protect yourself and your family. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 1-800-464-8295. Go right ahead, Ron.
My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And, you know, I guess the majority of my business now, in fact, I would say, Dr. Stan, probably 60-70% of my business now is new people who are being referred to me by clients from the last 10, 20, 30 years. So a lot of my business is just to try to educate people who are coming into the market for the first time to get them to understand what money is and why it's been debauched and destroyed and how to protect themselves. So in answer to your previous question, you know, I've always said even the greatest magician eventually runs out of rabbits. And they can pump money into the system and create the illusion of prosperity for a while, but every time they do it, it creates more problems, so the next time they have to do it, he has to do it even stronger. And so I use the analogy, it's kind of like the little black Sambo and the tiger chasing his tail. At this stage of the game, the tiger's going so fast, all you can see is a blur. They're printing money at such an alarming rate, and the faster they print it, the more they destroy the currency, the credibility of the currency. So it's just going so fast, I don't see how we can get through 2012 without some major, major crisis, and this thing could spin out of control very, very quickly. You know, it's not...
Well, I think, of course, what people have to realize is that the dollar is the reserve currency of the world, and this is what countries trade back and forth between one another. But the other countries are holding the reserves is 60, 70, 80% dollars. Well, what happens when countries begin to lose confidence in the dollar? And they decide to unload all of those dollars. I mean, right now, I think that China, has, I don't know, $1 trillion of American dollars in reserves. They're certainly the largest buyer of our bonds. And, of course, they're helping to finance our deficits. But China is cutting back on the purchase of American bonds. And fortunately, Japan, which, of course, we control because we have our troops occupying their country, and we tell them exactly what to do. When you've got your troops stationed in another nation, that nation is subservient to you, and they're in Japan, they're buying up our currency. Why? Because our troops are there, and, of course, if they get out of line, if you don't think that they would simply eliminate the Japanese government and bring in one that would do the bidding of Washington, D.C., you're incredibly naive. We control the Korean government, South Korea. We control the German government. We have our troops in all of these countries. Remember, of course, that today Japan is the third largest economy. Germany is the fourth largest economy. South Korea's sixth or seventh largest economy. We control all of the major economies of the world. But what happens, of course, when this whole thing begins to spin out of control? And suddenly other countries begin doing what's in their best interest rather than what they're being told to do. And that, of course, is the real concern. If the dollar loses its status as the reserve currency of the world, the whole world monetary system is going to begin to collapse. And if John Williams, who's a lot smarter than I am, is correct, why, Sydney, 2014 may be too optimistic. The collapse of our monetary system may begin much sooner than that. So basically, if you're out there listening on, it's a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so basically, Ron, should people be primarily in gold? Should they be primarily in silver? Is there any place at all for investments in platinum and palladium? Would people be wise to be diversified?
Well, absolutely. You know, but platinum and palladium is only for the people who are rather wealthy, because you don't want to start with those two. Silver is the place where you start. And silver has been up, 27% in just the last 4 months. of it. Eric Sprott, who has Exchange Traded Fund, just raised another $350 million, and he's going to be buying about 10 million ounces of silver in an already tight market. So at some point, the availability of silver will just literally dry up. And exacerbating the crisis is the destruction of confidence in all the paper systems out there. For example, the MF Global scandal really is destroying people's confidence in paper gold and paper silver, because Morgan Chase and the others just stepped in and literally stole about $3 billion of clients' money out of their account. And a lot of that money was destined to demand delivery on gold and silver contracts. So they killed two birds with one stone. And it just shows you the corruption that's going on in the paper markets. And the fallout is starting to accelerate. I'm sure you're aware of Ann Barnhart, who after the MF Global scandal, Ann Barnhart has Barnhart Capital Management, which is a brokerage firm, commodity brokerage, but she dealt mostly with ranchers and farmers in the agriculture and the cattle business. But after this MF Global scandal came out, she just came out and sent a letter to all of her clients saying, I'm closing down this business. I'm sending your money back to you. I cannot, in good conscience, try to trade your money in a system that is totally corrupt and it totally eliminates the rule of law. So that MF Global is starting a backlash where people are losing confidence in the paper systems. And if when that happens, then everyone wants to get out of their paper silver. And I've heard, I'm sure you've heard the story that there's 100 ounces of paper silver for every ounce of real silver to back it. So if the confidence in that paper scam deteriorates, then the flight out of these paper contracts into the real silver will just slam dunk the market, and you'll see silver explode overnight. And that's why there's brilliant people, by the way, projecting $1,000 silver in the next 1 to 2, 3 years.
Well, tell me about the paper silver. How does that work? Certainly, I know people who certainly have gone to major banks and had them buy silver for them. The bank then is responsible for the silver and has to redeem it, the claim. How does this thing work, and what happens if there is no silver out there? Is somebody actually holding that silver? Is the silver in a repository someplace? How do you create paper silver?
I'll give you an example. This is about 2, 3, 4 years ago. A big investor in silver who had silver stored at Morgan Stanley was warned that, you know, you better be careful of paper silver. So he called Morgan Stanley and tried to get confirmation that the silver he was owning on, holding on paper was actually in existence and it was in his name. And they wouldn't get him satisfaction, so he got angry and he took them to court in a class action lawsuit. And when it went to court, it came out that not only was Morgan Stanley not buying any silver, as in none, to back these contracts, they were so arrogant, they weren't even going into the futures market to hedge that position with the paper contract. And yet they were charging storage fees the whole time. And then to cap it off, they had the gall to tell the judge, but judge, we're only doing what is standard procedure throughout the industry. So you see, silver lends itself to manipulation because silver is so cheap. If you're a big investor and you're trying to invest $100,000 or $1 million in silver at $4 and $5 an ounce, which it was, how would you take delivery? How would you store it? So people look for a way to help someone else store their silver for you. So you have these exchange-traded funds where it's kind of like a mutual fund, and you buy shares of this fund, and then theoretically, the fund goes out and buys the real silver and stores it on your behalf. Well, if anyone thinks SLV, that exchange-traded fund, has 350 million ounces of silver being stored for its clients, I would say they're being pretty naive, too. In fact, I read an article last week, Dr. Stan, and here's what really tells the whole story. Guess who the custodian to guard and protect and store the silver under SLV? It's Morgan Chase.
Well, same old. Well, let's go to Robert calling from Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Robert, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I was flying on an airplane a couple nights ago and had a, struck up a great conversation with a guy about money, and I just had him captivated, just all the stuff that I hear on your show, and it was just great. He was so interested in everything. But one of the things I said to him, I'm not sure if it was true or not, but under George W. Bush, wasn't the federal debt something like $7 or $8 trillion or in that range?
Well, what he got into office, yes, it was down around $5 or $6 trillion. Now, of course, when Obama got in, it was about $10.5 trillion. And Ron, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it was about $10.5 trillion. It's over $15 trillion now. And but you're right. George Bush probably gave us $3 or $4 trillion of debt, and Obama's given us over $5 trillion of debt, or will have by the end of this year. Am I about right on that, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, to put it into perspective, right, it took our nation 220 years to get to $1 trillion in debt. Now we're adding $3, $4, $5 trillion a year, as John Williams says, because a lot of what is being spent is not showing up on the books. You know, it's just like they came out with that TARP program back in 2008 or so. And they said it was $2.3 trillion, and we found out later it was $12 to $16 trillion. So the books are so cooked, you don't know what the real figures are.
We're so far in debt, Robert, there's no way to get out. The only thing to do is just let the whole thing collapse, which is why I am firmly convinced they're going to take us into a war with Iran, and out of war will come chaos, and out of the chaos they can write off the debt. They will, of course, end up with the gold and silver. We'll end up with the worthless paper, and then we'll start in all over again. Only, of course, the middle class will have been largely eliminated. This is what I think is going to happen. Ron, what would your response be to my statement?
I'll say that's exactly what is happening now. When you consider the bubbles they've created, people thought they were getting rich for a while, and then it collapses. Look at how many people are underwater in their houses. They owe more on their house than it's worth, and that's the main savings of most Americans. So, yeah, they've pretty much already destroyed the middle class, or very close to it. So,
okay.
One of the things that dawned on me as I was talking to this guy is the debt has nearly or probably doubled since in the last 8, 7, 6 years. Doubled. We're not talking a little bit.
You're absolutely right. Basically, when Jimmy Carter left the White House, we had $1 trillion in debt. When Ronald Reagan left the White House, we had $2.7 trillion in debt. Whatever you say about Bill Clinton, he did not run the debt up anywhere near as badly. And certainly by the time that George W. came into office, the debt was $5, $6 trillion. And today it is over $15 trillion. So between George W. Bush and Barack Obama, we've had the biggest spenders. And, of course, the whole idea is the Republicans are fiscally responsible. Why the Democrats are not, you must understand, they're all controlled by the same people. It's a one-party system with two branches. We call them Republicrats. Go ahead, Robert.
I want to say, Dr. Stan, is that, you know, they say Obama doubled the debt or Bush doubled, you know, whatever. There is another branch of government called Congress, and all spending bills originate in Congress, and I think the president, as terrible as they have been, they get blamed, they get too much blame. They can't do it without Congress. But that's just a comment. I wanted to say somewhere along the line, inflation is going to play a role in this chaos. And my theory, or if not my theory, I heard about it from a wise speaker, But he said once the effects of all of this inflation start to take effect, much like the heroin and the drug addict, once these effects take place, that is when you're going to see the real inflation. What say you on that?
Ron, how would you respond to Robert?
Well, in the first place, you know, necessary to understand that inflation is not the increase in the prices. Inflation is the increase in the money supply and credit. And as you do that year after year after year, at some point, the system collapses, and that's when inflation rises very quickly in terms of prices. So that's what happened back in the late 70s, and it's what's about to happen now, because to keep the system from collapsing, they just have to keep running the printed press, and when they do that, it destroys confidence in the dollar, and then you have a panic out of the dollar, and that's when inflation goes through the roof. Everyone's trying to...
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Robert, you're absolutely right. That's in there. What you have to understand is inflation is not rising prices.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
God bless, and thanks very much for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a talk. It's called the Financial Tsunami. We have another talk called the Financial Meltdown. You need to get those. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I think it's Financial Armageddon. They're basically syllabuses to go with that. Certainly, we carry several excellent books. One of the most important books you'll ever read is called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It was written 100 and or more years ago by a man named Andrew Dickinson White, who was the dean of I think, Cornell University, about an event that took place following the French Revolution. You need to see what happened at that time, because what's happening today is like deja vu all over again. The booklet, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, my talk on the financial tsunami, my talk on the financial Armageddon. Get the information, understand that it's going to happen. We have a book written back in 1899. It's called The Coming Battle. It was written by Mr. Walter, who was a lawyer, about when the banks rule the world. It's called The Coming Battle. It has to do with the fact that the banks are going to control our government, and they do. We have six major banks today. And who do you think the major source of information for Mitt Romney's campaign and for Obama's campaign are? Why, they're Goldman Sachs. And then the other five major banks, that's Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and they're all in on this together. They're all tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And all the competition supposedly is simply as phony as a $3 bill. Then you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to be able to tie it all together. So that's basically Brotherhood of Darkness, the book, Coming Battle, written in 1899. We have other books. We have one called The Meltdown, another Wood called Rollback. They're written by Sir Thomas Wood. They're excellent to give you an overview of what's going on and the coming collapse of the world financial system. That's Rollback and Meltdown, written by Thomas Wood. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you really need to understand the very foundation upon which America was founded. You must understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. And we have a little pamphlet entitled, We Are a Republic. Why is that important? It is because the current government in Washington, D.C. is totally fraudulent. It is violating the laws of our land, which have decreed that this is to be a republic and not a democracy. And yet we become a democracy. They're rigging the elections. If you didn't hear my interview with Ron, probably with Joel Skousen today, the law was repeatedly violated in South Carolina as far as counting the votes there. The law is, of course, there can be poll watchers. They should be allowed to go into the room where they're actually counting the votes. And, of course, they were not allowed. And I think this is why, of course, Newt Gingrich did so well. Believe me, we're dealing with evil people who manipulate elections and they manipulate vote counts. We've got to get people involved. We've got to get the word out. Let them understand a small group of people control both political parties and make mockery of the political system. Please pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Ron Paul. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, tonight we're at hope to have Kirk McKenzie and a very prominent lawyer somewhere from the Midwest on here talking about the laws having to do with the rights of a private property. And people, this is such a vitally important issue. People must understand that without property rights, why, there is no freedom. In fact, you know, basically, the whole idea of freedom as we know it today was laid out by a man named John Locke, writing in the 1600s, and he wrote about this idea of God's law and nature's God and nature's law and nature's God. He talked about the right to life and to liberty and to property as outgrowths of nature's God and nature's law. Well, of course, there's a progressive movement today to restrict the right of private property. And with this, of course, is Kirk McKenzie. Hi, Kirk. How are we doing?
Fine, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
And we're trying to get hold of our other special guest this evening. Kirk is a gentleman who's spending a great deal of time trying to get people organized at up in the northern part of California to oppose the effort to destroy private property rights in Eureka, taking out three dams there, and suddenly destroying the lumber industry and the farming industry, destroying the tourist industry, destroying the gold mining industry, and basically destroying the lives of literally tens of thousands of people. Well, Chris, Keith can bring us up to snuff on that, and then we'd hope to have Karen Bud Phelan, who is a lawyer, and she was going to be talking about some basic property right issues. And I don't know, I seem to be having a little difficulty getting Karen. Does she know about the program tonight, Kirk?
She sure does, and we were talking to her actually earlier. It's a good phone number, so I don't know what the problem is. But you know what I can do is, if you'd like, I can go ahead and start to talk about the topic, and then hopefully we can connect to her and bring her in.
Okay, fine. Well, suddenly sometimes things that happen. Why don't you then bring us up to date? What is this problem about, and what can be done about it, and what's Karen Bud Phelan trying to accomplish?
The bigger issue here is, I mean, of course, the Agenda 21, which, you know, we've talked about many times, the subset of that that applies to the rural America is really so different from what is happening to the urban implementation, the suburban implementation. It really deserves to be treated, I think, separately. And I personally believe that from a strategic standpoint, we really have to understand, we, the people that are outside of the rural communities, just how strategically important these lands are to our nation. Because they are the source for our water, our energy, our food, our building materials, all of our natural resources, the timber, and they are under attack. And these are small communities ill prepared to defend themselves by themselves, and they are being hit from every side. And we have to understand what's going on and help solve that, or else we lose the national backbone of our prosperity.
And because people don't understand, there is an organized effort to destroy the rural America, to take away property rights and lumber rights and gold mining rights, and deprive people of water rights, and ultimately to take away their freedom. We call it Agenda 21. Go right ahead.
So part, Sure. So part of this has been trying to peel back, you know, the whole thing, and you have been gracious to allow us to use a lot of your shows to do that. Many of the shows have been addressed trying to communicate to the listeners just how serious these problems are. And then the next layer of that is trying to understand something more of the strategic roadmap and try to understand why these things are happening and what we can do about it. And so I've been speaking to a number of people that really are very knowledgeable people about these aspects, the law, the Constitution, some of these legislations that are happening, things that are framing up the thing. And one of those is Karen Budd Fallon, who is a attorney. She's a fifth-generation ranch, from a fifth-generation ranch family in Wyoming. And because her dad's ranch was threatened, she really got into law and became an attorney. She served a period of time in Washington, D.C., and she kind of understands that they don't really know what the heck they're doing, but think they understand everything and that whole mindset. And she's built a practice in Wyoming, a firm with, I think, five or six attorneys, where their business, essentially, what they're doing is fighting to defend rural America. And I've had a number of communications with her. She's an excellent individual to know. I don't know what the phone problems are tonight. Hopefully they'll resolve themselves. But she really is fighting the fight from a legal perspective and taking things to, you know, the federal courts and so forth. And I'm beginning to kind of view her as the Jerry Spence of rural America. One of the things that she educated me on was, excuse me, this Equal Access to Justice Act, or EAJA. And this act was originally enacted with the idea of making the little guy, giving the little guy a little more power in trying to hold government to account by, under certain restrictions, quite a number of them, frankly, to allow if a small person, small corporation, you know, of a certain size, I think it was less than $5 million value and so forth, there's a number of restrictions. If they filed a lawsuit with the federal government and won, then the federal government paid them back reasonable attorney fees, and those reasonable attorney fees were limited to $125 an hour. And the condition was they actually had to win the case. And so there was some other conditions, and she'd be the best one to talk to you about those. But in essence, the federal government pays, will reimburse people who sue it. And the intent was probably proper, but what's happening is that
Hold that thought here, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening is Kirk McKenzie, and we were to have had certainly a lawyer, or certainly one of the more prominent lawyers in the field of property rights. Her name is Karen Budd Fallon. She actually comes from a fifth generation of ranching family in Wyoming. She saw, of course, the organized effort to take away the rights of our farmers, the rights of the people in rural America, their property, and restrict and regiment them. And so she went off and became a lawyer. She worked in Washington, D.C. for a while. And now, of course, she has a law firm in Wyoming with five lawyers there. And they're really defending rural America. And this is why we're so sorry we don't have her with us. But, of course, there is legislation that was enacted. And basically, of course, if somebody wants to bring a lawsuit against individuals, why, the federal government will actually pay the lawyers to bring these lawsuits to take away and restrict property rights and pay up to $125 an hour as long as they win the case. But what they've done is they've actively, through this legislation, encouraged the filing of all sorts of unnecessary and costly lawsuits to the point where many times people who are being challenged and to take away their property and property rights are put in a position where they are incapable of defending themselves because basically they're not simply fighting an activist law firm pushing the Agenda 21 program. They are actually fighting the federal government, which is financing this whole series of lawsuits that, of course, is taking away people's property. So would that be a fairly accurate analysis of Kirk?
Yeah, it's not just property takings. I mean, they're basically trying to shape environmental policy, which itself is being extremely destructive, and we'll have time if you'd like to talk about that later. So the key here is the more you dig into this, the more you realize that a lot of the battles are actually being shaped, not even by legislation or even necessarily malintent on behalf of some of the federal agencies, but it's actually being shaped by fear of these agents that are within these agencies of, you know, being sued. And so where the heck do all these people get their money from? And now we're discovering they actually get it from the federal government. And although these safeguards were put in the enacting legislation and have not been amended, what's actually happening is that the thing has been totally changed to the point that, you know, nonprofits were excluded from the maximum, I think it was $5 million deal, so they have no exclusion. They can be big. So if Sierra Club, for example, can get access to money this way. They've also discovered that they are, because the agencies in some of these cases just don't want to spend the time, or they figure they're going to lose or whatever, they settle out of court. Well, that was never envisioned by this act. They had to sue, they had to go to court, and they had to win. Furthermore, some of these attorneys are, in fact, settling, and they're getting $600 an hour versus $125. And in one case, there was a situation where a group of attorneys, I think she was saying about six or so firms, had filed a brief. They got $250,000 in the settlement. So there's actually some firms that have really kind of grabbed onto this, just like class action lawsuit firms that specialize in doing that. So there's a set of firms that are doing it just for the money, and then there's kind of these radical environment groups, which I consider to be subversives. I think the movement's been taken over. It's no longer about the environment or protecting the environment. It's part of the world agenda to destroy this country and subvert it and destroy our prosperity to prepare us, you know, for the way going forward. And so, you know, they're tapping into this. And one example is that under an endangered, anybody can file an endangered species listing request. You can say, hey, I think, you know, this little bug in this cave here ought to be protected. And the agency has 90 days to respond to that, and they're supposed to make some kind of determination. Well, when there used to be, you know, a couple, three of these filed a year, it was no problem. Right now, in the last year, I think over 1,000 were filed in 1 year. The agencies are not able to respond. They can't meet the 90 days. So the first lawsuit actually is not for endangered species. It's actually to go ahead and say, well, you didn't follow the administrative procedures, and therefore you didn't do that. Well, they win money. And then they come back and sue again and again, and she has a case where there was actually three or four lawsuits on the same matter, where a legal firm got $250,000 in legal fees because it's kind of like serial lawsuits on the same issue. So what we're discovering is that the federal kitty is actually what's funding our own taxes, or funding our own destruction. And this act is being interpreted beyond the legislation. It's operating now in violation of the legislation. And so one of the things that Karen is involved in and aware of is their efforts to try and get the language of this bill amended to clean up, make sure that there's no confusion here, and put in some accountability. Because another part of the aspect of the problem is that under the Paperwork Reduction Act, they stop doing any, nobody keeps a track of who's getting paid how much money under this act. So nobody knows who's suing and how much money which firms, which agencies, which environmental groups are getting paid. There's no record. You know, if you file the Freedom of Information Request Act, there's no data to give you. So, you know, one of the things that she is part of and has testified in Congress to try to do, and is working with some congressmen to try to do this, is to actually get this thing amended, to at least get some accountability, and obviously try to get this back onto its original track. So there are efforts underfoot, and I think it's under discussion currently in Congress, at least in the committee in the Congress, to go ahead and do this. And I'm sure that the outcome of that will somewhat depend upon the outcome of the election this year. So we kind of peeled back that aspect of this thing, and she's kind of at the forefront of this, and I've discovered here's this person up in Wyoming that has this tremendous amount of knowledge about what the problems are legally, and, you know, isn't, you know, doesn't have the marketing or promotion or the ability to get the message out, well, gosh, you know, here's a fantastic resource to help to communicate to us out here kind of the these kind of stories that allow us to begin to get our country back and defend rural America.
Well, it sounds to me like this is a perfect example of the law of unintended consequences. No matter how well motivated the law may have been, what it has done is simply being utilized along with so many other things to enrich the lawyers, impoverish our government, and destroy the rights of landowners. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yeah, it is. And it's not just landowners. I mean, it also extends to the so-called public lands. And so a large part of the environmental, the Endangered Species Act is actually encompassing not necessarily private lands, but public lands and big stretches of public land. And these, you know, public lands that are sitting here in rural America, in the western states, 65% of the land mass in these states comes under this, quote, public land jurisdiction, where the federal government is intimately involved in this stuff. And this is where, you know, a lot of our natural resources are. And most people who don't work in rural America don't realize. I happen to come from Idaho, and although I grew up in urban areas, I've got ranchers and farmers and friends that are in the community. And I do understand what happens here is that a large part of these communities exist, you know, adjacent to federal land. I mean, it's almost by definition because there's so much federal land around or this public land. And so what has been happening since Gifford Pinchot was the nation's first forestry guy, and he had this multi-use strategy, the idea was that we would be able to enjoy these, preserve these things at the same time, we'd be able to use them for commercial value at the same time. And so the government for 100 years has been encouraging communities and allowing communities, you know, part of the year the cattle might be on your own personal private property, but part of the year they'll go up into the mountains and kind of range around, eat the grasses, and this will be public lands. Miners go on to public, you know, waterways and creeks, and they have mining rights on public lands. Sheep grazing, the same thing. And so, you know, water and all these kind of things, fish, it goes on. A large amount of the wealth and prosperity that comes from natural resources is parked in these so-called public lands, and these communities are intimately married to them. It's integral to their whole thing. And what's happening are these assaults on public lands, and with the result being that they're beginning to seal these off and the communities from accessing them, and this is, and taking these resources, water, mineral rights, trees, whatever else, and say, no, you can't cut a tree, no, you can't take any water out of this river, we're going to blow up the dam, you know, all these things being done in the name of environmental reasons or endangered species or whatever else. And so it's really being very destructive. I believe, I've kind of come to the conclusion this environmental movement, which is a fraud, and the Endangered Species Act is literally a weapon of mass destruction. I mean, it is creating more damage to our country than an enemy with nuclear weapons could possibly do. You can go to Google and do an aerial view of San Joaquin Valley, and you can look down and see the photograph and see this big dead space where the, quote, Delta smelt was lifted, and they just shut off the water. And tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of acres, hundreds of thousands of trees to let die. And but this isn't an isolated incident. This is happening across the nation.
Well, because I really believe it's part of a much larger agenda, and that is basically to destroy the industrial base of this nation, to shift industrial production to other nations, to impoverish our people, to enrich people in other nations. This is not happening by accident. It is part of a long-range plan laid out in Agenda 21. And, of course, it is a secret agenda for the 21st century. It's not secret. You can study it. You can figure out what they're up to. They just don't want the American people to know about the treasonous activity. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why do you think they're tearing down dams down all across America? Well, this is Dr. Stan. We were just asking.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Destroy the community up in Siskiyou County. It's not that large a community. They've already pretty well destroyed the lumber industry. But now they want, of course, to tear out the dams. They want to destroy fishing and gold mining and certainly ranching there. They want to destroy the farming in that area. And there is really a very successful farms. Well, apparently, certainly there is people are beginning to mobilize. And, of course, there was one family up there that had been targeted by these wicked people. They figure, you know, you tear them out one at a time, destroy them one at a time. And so about six government agencies were going to hold a meeting. They were going to come onto these people's property and begin, of course, to harass them. And when the Christie arrived, suddenly everybody in the community is there. All of these various organizations that have been formed to battle the big government and the oppression of federal bureaucracy and state bureaucracy showed up. And tell us what happened then, Kirk.
Yeah, so the leaders of these groups included, you know, showing up. I mean, we're talking about leaders of the communities here and with organizations behind them and so forth. The agencies didn't show up.
Great. Well,
they backed off.
And basically, this is the thing. These people are cowards. The one thing that they realize is that they can pick us off one at a time. They'll do it. But when the people begin to mobilize and get organized, they'll back away, I believe, because they're rigging the elections. When enough people know about it, they're all down there saying, you're rigging the elections. Now you ought to be in prison. Why the government agencies that are rigging our elections, and I do believe the election, certainly in South Carolina, was obviously rigged. Why, because I hope the people will be there in Florida and shouting as loud as they can. There's only a few people on the other side. They're organized, but of course, as we begin to organize, they're going to be forced to back down. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Please, of course, give us a call if you have a question or comment. But remember, there's only a very, very small portion of people on the other side. I think the slogan used by the Occupy Wall Street group is very good. You know, we are the 99%. Well, it should be we are the 99.9%. There's only a small group of people on the other side. They're very wealthy people. They're very evil people. They want to take away our freedom. They want to deprive us of our property rights. But, of course, if the American people ever begin to organize, they'll run for cover, especially when we point out that this whole movement is subversive. Agenda 21 is a subversive movement. This whole movement to control and take away our property rights is subversive. The federal government is violating the Constitution, which it's sworn to uphold. And what we need is more and more people, especially sheriffs and local community organizations, standing against them and saying, you, ladies and gentlemen, you people are violating your oath of office, should be deprived of your jobs and sent to prison. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
I'm doing quite well, and I appreciate you having your guest. And this Agenda 21 certainly is a threat to our freedom, especially as up here in eastern Washington, where I'm calling from. We have a lot of dams on both the Columbia and the Snake River, and they provide hydroelectric power. They provide transportation for barges. They provide irrigation, and they made the desert bloom, and it would turn us back into a wasteland if they were to tear them down. There's some real proposals to do that.
But that's what they want, Ron. They want to certainly destroy the system we've developed. They do not want the desert to bloom. They want to impoverish our people, and that's what we need to get out. But go right ahead.
Well, also, this is just one idea I had. A lot of this assault on the on rural America, to me, gained an awful lot of impetus. I think in the early 1960s, when the court decreed that all the legislatures in all the states had to be, both of them, both legislatures, both the House and Senate, had to be apportioned by population. And I think state politics would be quite a bit different in California if Siskiyou County had the same amount of representation in the state Senate as L.A. County.
Well, what are your thoughts on that, Kirk?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but that's actually a good point. I can give you, when we have a moment here, I'll give you a few dates that I think are really important in understanding what's going on here. And then I'd like to talk more about the Endangered Species Act.
All right, well, we're going to let you do that, Ron. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, but the reason I made that point is the fact that
we're going to have to let you go. There's the computer.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Well, Kirk, you'll go right ahead.
One thing I'd like to do is invite Ron to drop me an email at Kirk, K-I-R-K, at defendruralamerica.com. I'd like to learn more about the specifics up there. So let me go back to this Endangered Species Act so people can really understand what's going on here. It's radically different than we were told and we believe. I grew up in the days when I think the environmental consciousness was just beginning to flourish. I think 1962 was a pivotal year for anybody who knows. Rachel Carson published a book called Silent Spring that had a dramatic impact on the public consciousness, and the nation in general began to become conscious about environmental issues. And a part of that is a flow of events. 1962 then is followed by 1967, where there's a book published, which is a leaked government report, allegedly called Report from Iron Mountain. And it is allegedly a group of people who have been asked to answer the question, how do you justify government in a time of peace? The idea being that the only reason the government, people tolerate government at all is for security. And if you don't have that issue, then what justifies government? And one of the things that comes out of that analysis is an environmental crisis. Then we have 1969 when the National Environmental Policy Act is passed, 1971 Greenpeace is formed, 1973 the Endangered Species Act. So there's kind of this emerging consciousness and legislation around, hey, we do want to be good stewards of the earth. Then what happens in 1977 is an interesting thing to know. The Rockefellers, the same old guys behind central banking, behind the United Nations, and so forth.
Why don't you hold that thought? We'll be back here in just a moment with Kirk McKenzie. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and today our guest is Kirk McKenzie, our regularly scheduled guest. For some reason or other, we can't reach her. My wife has tried to call her. I've said to call her. We get her cell phone. It's hers, for one reason or another, she's not available. Be that as it may, we're having a great time with Kirk, who is certainly one of the best informed people on this whole issue of Agenda 21 and the subversive effort to destroy our economy. Now, we did have a very interesting caller before the break, was Ron from Eastern Washington, talking about how there's an organized effort to tear out rid of the dams along the major rivers there in Eastern Washington. If they do, why, of course, they'll destroy certainly the source of water that's made the desert there bloom, and they'll go right back to being a desert and quite uninhabitable for most of the people. So basically, Kirk had asked if Ron would send him an email. How can Ron get that email to you, Kirk?
Kirk, K-I-R-K, at defendruralamerica.com.
Kirk at defendruralamerica.com. That's Kirk at defendruralamerica.com. That's the website. I should say that's the email site. Ron, if you're listening, please get in touch with Kirk, and he'll investigate and see what we can do to popularize that. Maybe we could perhaps even do some programs on that. Well, if you're out in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before I go on, Kirk, would you like to get out your website so people would be able to either get in touch with you or some of the organizations you're working with up there to try to preserve rural America?
Sure. The defendruralamerica.com. So www.defendruralamerica.com is beginning to be, it's a small but very powerful website. It's nothing but quality, high-quality information. There's audio content, video content, short but pithy, using Bill O'Reilly terms, meaningful write-ups about things. It's going to become and is the hub for this national movement. The other thing they can do is go to a website called silentnomorepublications.com, silentnomorepublications.com, And that's one where I have my book and my DVDs for purchase if they're interested to do that.
And Kirk's a book, basically, is excellent. It goes into the background of what's happening financially, and it's a very excellent analysis of the importance of a solid currency, a stable currency, which unfortunately we do not have in the United States. And, of course, that is going to lead eventually to the destruction of our economic system and the impoverishment of our people. And I plead with you, ladies and gentlemen, make your plans now. Don't put it off. And basically mean that if you can possibly get out of your insurance policy, do it. And if you can possibly get out of your pension fund, pay off your debt. But get out of anything denominated in dollars. I really sincerely believe that they are going to destroy the dollar. Will it be a matter of weeks, months, years? I don't know. But you can see what's coming down the line. We know what's happening. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Spokane. Bruce, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I would like to know if he's heard of a Mr. John Martinez who spoke of the same area in the Siskiyou forest area in Northern California.
Yes, I am.
All right, yeah. We were fortunate enough to have a talk with Mr. Martinez at one of our Liberty groups in Liberty Lake, Washington, with our state representative, Matt Shea. And he was very enlightening about what he had to say about the stripping and the denuding of all population there except for the Indian tribe, where they seem to have played the game that they could get the white man completely off the Indian reservation and, you know, get the miners off, get the foresters off, get everybody off, and then at the same time they'd end up turning around against the Indian tribe itself. And we had, in fact, at that same meeting, an Indian, a member of an Indian tribe that was in part of the hierarchy of the Indian tribe. And he exposed that.
Basically, you would think the Indians would be smart enough to realize they can't trust the white men. They've taken advantage of them in the past. If they really think they're going to be able to work with these evil people to get rid of the white man, of course, they understand that once you get rid of the white man, they're going to come after the Indians. They're not interested in anything other than destruction, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
They're doing not only a good job, they had a way of diverting federal funds from the Indian tribes for actual drug production and that was what was the shocker there.
Nothing would surprise me. Anything else you wanted to say, Booth, before we let you go?
No, I just wanted him to comment on, you know, it was part of the same dams that they're going to tear out and destroy. They said 100 years worth of brilliance and genius that actually cleared up the some of the problems in the waterways were cured by those dams, and now they're going to revert back to a swampland almost, basically.
Basically, Bruce, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us sane. Everybody thinks we're crazy, but a growing number begin to realize that maybe we're not crazy, and they better get involved. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Ask him about the Indian tribes.
Go ahead. What about the Indian tribes, Kirk?
He's absolutely correct. The whole, a lot of the endangered species stuff revolves around this unique relationship the tribes have with the federal government, and so they generally do get involved. In Siskiyou County, for example, there are, I don't know, four or five different tribes that are involved, but the two that I'm a little bit familiar with is that the Shasta Nation, the people from the Shasta tribe, I think they've split it into a couple of different political entities, but the Shasta Native American Indians, for which Mount Shasta is named, are actually in Siskiyou County. Their land is right where these dams are. They've had this land. They don't want them removed, but they're being ignored. In the meantime, there's a very small group of a few hundred Native American Indians called the Karuk tribe. It's about 100 miles from the dam, and the government has gone to them and done a deal with them, and they're going to get $80 million out of this thing. Now, it's not the thing I want to make very clear, at least in the situation that I'm familiar with here, it is not the Native American Indians as a broad swoop that are the problem here. These Indian tribes are governed by tribal councils. And like any kind of a government agency, it tends to be that there are some corrupt people there that are willing to do whatever to get some money. And they get approached by people, and they say, hey, here's the deal. If you claim the coho salmon was a native species, by God, we can get you that land, and we can get you $80 million. And so the people that actually head up, that you have control over the tribes, do this, but not to the benefit of the people within the tribes themselves. Probably the majority of the tribe members are not supportive of this. The Endangered Species Act, you know, I'm familiar with this because I grew up in a phase when a lot of this legislation was occurring. So the next step in this is 1977. The Rockefeller Brothers funds a, quote, task force to begin to look at this environmental movement and issues a report. And that report is available if you go to defendruralamerica.com. You click on the link at the very bottom. There's a contents on the left-hand side. You click on the bottom when it says get involved, and it lays out a five-point plan how to get our country back. And point three has some links to things to understand the bigger picture, and one of those is called the Unfinished Agenda, the Citizens Policy Guide to Environmental Issues. And what you'll discover is that all of the groups that we're now battling with, like Nature Conservancy and so forth, were brought in by the Rockefellers way back in 1976-77, all these groups that they probably felt were the leaders within the environmental movement and the most positioned and probably the led by people who were willing to go along, they brought them in and made them part of this task force. And essentially this task force lays out a plan, which is precisely the issue that we're talking about, population reduction. How do you do that? You get married. You basically don't promote family values. You get women into the workforce. You separate them from the children. You try and promote the independent single woman. You know, all these kinds of things. And in addition, the things that are against rural America and how that you can basically use the environmental movement. Now, the report, like so much of Agenda 21, is actually in kind of positive terms, but it lays out this plan. The key in this is the very first paragraph or two of the opening to this says, well, there's an environmental consciousness awakening, there's an environmental movement. And having studied how things work in this New World Order orientation for a long time, they generally do not defeat organizations. Once they find one that's strong enough, they move in and assimilate it. And then basically secretly divert this. They did this with Freemasonry, and they've done this with other organizations. And so I think that they realized there was a public sentiment in favor of this environmental stuff, and they co-opted the deal and, without anybody's knowledge, turned it into a radical, subversive, basically communist deal. And they essentially took, you know, put green clothing over communism. But if you scratch off the green, you discover the red. And so all the things are actually in there. You'll find that report to be interesting. If you click on that link, you'll get the PDF file. You'll actually see the entire report. So this is how far back this stuff goes, that you'll find that the groups that are mentioned there are task force members, the very ones that were fighting. So the Endangered Species Act today, when I was younger and was being passed, I mean, the issue at the time was the American bald eagle and some concerns that it was going to go extinct. And I think that most people have still the impression that that act is about saving species, from major species, from going extinct. And, you know, the idea of a species is, well, it's a major animal or a dog or cat or fish or bird. But what's happening here are two changes that have occurred, and not because of legislation necessarily. First, the description of what's a species. You know, you move the threshold down to the point where, well, it's the same fish, but one has developed a blue freckle, you know, over this left eye, and the other one has a red freckle, and that's a different species. Well, it's even got to the point where you can have identically the same fish, but they're in two different streams that are not connected, so they can't get together. Well, they call those two different species. I mean, that's what's happening. They're moving the threshold down. In the meantime, they're this idea of extinct. The coho salmon is not about to go extinct at all. You know, it's been populated throughout reservoirs across the United States. It's been populated in the Great Lakes. You can go to Wikipedia and discover this thing travels all over the Pacific Ocean. It's far from going extinct. But the definition now is not extinction. And if you really peel back what they're trying to say, is the standard now is to restore restore a native species to its native location in its original numbers with its original habitat. And if you don't have that, then that's going to be a listed animal. So let's tell you, let me jump forward to tell you what they're currently discussing. The buffalo. Now, there's tons of buffalo that are being commercially ranched at this point in time. There are probably, I don't know, as many as there used to be on the Great Plains. But no, the deal is the standard is they have to return the Great Plains to its natural habitat with the same number of buffalo uninterfered by man. Well, that definition then determines that it's inevitable. The consequence of this policy is the destruction of our progress in our communities. So, for example, let me take another example. And if you think this is crazy, we're talking about grasses and we're talking about bugs that grow in caves. You know, all this is justified under the Commerce Act with bugs that can't possibly cross the state line if they could fly. L.A., Los Angeles, well, guess what? I'm sure that there are some species, there are some grasses, there are some bugs, you know, and they're not in their original numbers, in their original habitat, and so forth. Well, they can be declared now to be listed. Or San Francisco, I'm sure before, you know, the ships arrived, there's probably, I don't know, you know, wolves up there or grizzly bears or whatever was in the hills on San Francisco. As crazy as this sounds, this is exactly the direction this is taking.
But it's, so, but they are bringing the wolves back to California. They are bringing the mountain lions back to California. They are bringing all sorts of dangerous, certainly animals into our societies, and they really want to drive out the men and mankind. Basically, it doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter whether it makes sense or not. This is what's going on today, and once you understand that this is what their objectives and goals, you can understand why they're bringing wild and dangerous wolves into civilian areas in California.
And it's not going to stop it. It's my point is we're now not talking about, you know, small little areas. We're talking about, you know, there's four dams in Siskiyou County. Well, guess what? It's not just they're claiming control over the dams. They're claiming control over the entire watershed. That watershed spans nine counties, four in Oregon and five in California, an area that's about twice the size of Maryland. And they're talking about basically eliminating communities. That's ultimately what's going to happen here if this is the kinds of things, you know, these combined attacks go forward. But now, the buffalo, we're talking North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Montana. If that, you know, and I'm trying to give the example of L.A., Las Vegas, you know, some lizard in Las Vegas. I'll tell you, when I was a boy, we used to drive from California up to my hometown in Pocatello, Idaho, 1,000-mile trip, and we do this in a Plymouth station wagon when the road into Las Vegas is a two-lane road. Now, even Las Vegas Boulevard was a two-lane boulevard, at that point in time. And we went on these two little two-lane roads at night, and I can tell you that there were hundreds of thousands of jackrabbits. I mean hundreds of thousands of jackrabbits. You could not make that trip without hitting a few of them. I could go ahead tomorrow and file a demand to list the jackrabbit, and the reality is if the standard is in fact the way it's being interpreted today, they would have to wipe out Las Vegas. They absolutely have to remove the city of Las Vegas.
But I think what really is so vitally important, Kirk, is for people to understand that the only way to do this is to eliminate the people. And there really is a population control agenda. There really are people who are advocating publicly. They want to eliminate 80% of the population, 90% of the population, 95% or more of the population of this country. And people say, that's crazy talk. Well, it may be crazy to you and I, but not to the people who are behind this, because they have a different worldview. And I think it's because they worship a different God. But we're going to be back in just a moment with Kirk McKenzie to wrap up this incredible program. What Kirk is saying is true. And if you find this hard to believe, you need to begin studying Agenda 21. So let me suggest Michael Shaw's excellent website, freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org is an excellent place to start. So if you go to Kirk's website and Kirk McKenzie, our guest this evening, get his information. Understand what this is about. And then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, because of those who would destroy it. Kirk, you go right ahead.
Well, I think that the point you're making, it no longer do we have to theorize this stuff. You now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best taste